He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. Today, we caught up with center Chris Myers. He talked about what he expects from the Texans O-line next season. And fans, the draft is approaching. On April 29th, the team will host its annual draft day luncheon. General manager Rick Smith and head coach Gary Kubiak will break down the draft and present team awards. For more information, go to HoustonTexans.com or call 832-667-2390.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
The Texans acquired center Chris Myers from Denver by giving up their sixth-round pick in the draft. Many in the league consider that a steal because Myers proved himself as a starter last season. Plus, Myers already knows the O-line scheme that assistant head coach Alex Gibbs is installing. It is similar to the scheme Gibbs used when he was in Denver.
It helps out tremendously just being able to have that background on the offensive line in Denver and Gibbs being there. It's just it's nice not to have to learn a whole new system and start from scratch again.
Gibbs is considered one of the best in the business. He's a really hard-nosed coach. What kind of changes do you expect to see from the offensive line here in Houston?
I expect us to run the heck out of the ball. We're going to be a running team, and I can't wait to see what our backs do in this scheme.
What kind of expectations do you have for yourself going into next season?
Plan to go in there, contribute, and help this team get to the playoffs. There's a big buzz about the Texans around the whole Houston city, and I'm anxious to be a part of it.
This weekend, the team is holding cheerleader tryouts in the Methodist Training Center, and we will be there to cover all the action. Yes, that means lots of cheer videos. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.